This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio.
Give me the strength to get up.
Asian wide hits.
Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Welcome to our daily show, the Jeanette and Jay John Show. But today it's a little bit different. It's Jay John with the wonderful Charlotte.
Hey, y'all.
Oh, look at that. Brought your own cheer squad.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Wow. The atmosphere in the studio is so thick you could cut right into it.
So excited.
How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm great.
This is a little bit different for us. Usually I'm talking over Jeanette, not letting her talk. Today it's going to be you.
Oh, we'll see how that goes.
You've been part of the Asian Pop Radio team for about 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Maybe even a little bit longer.
Would be around 3 years, yeah.
Working on the news team. You write our bulletins.
Hide behind the scenes.
Give people a bit of a heave-ho when they're not researching news.
Yeah, that's me.
That's good. It's important because we've got to keep people informed, right?
Yeah, we have to.
But today it's not about the news. It's about, well, some news, yeah, that 1OK Rock are coming to Australia.
Yes. Isn't this exciting? I'm ready to go.
You're a big 1OK fan? 1OK Rock fan?
I guess so. Yeah. They're one of the only rock bands that I will like take time out of my day to make sure that I listen to all their new releases. So yeah, you can say that.
I really think I'm warming to some J-rock and some just J-pop in general, like that I wasn't this time last year. Like obviously 1OK Rock, we've been playing a lot of on Asian Pop Radio. A little bit different, but Sakai no Awari, like I've been really getting into their sort of electro kind, yeah, of experimental stuff. There's a lot of good stuff out there, and it's good because we always see like a plethora of K-pop artists coming to town. This time it's about the J-rock.
Yeah, I think that actually kind of opened the door for them. I know, so 1OK Rock actually came for Soundwave in 2015, I believe.
Right.
And it was hard to get a ticket then. So for them to actually come back with their new album and have three shows, not just one show, it's three shows, it's kind of like, ooh,
pretty cool. Yeah,
it's
pretty cool. Who would have thought they'd come back to so many like shows, so many cities?
I had no idea. Like as soon as there was kind of rumors about it about a month and a half ago, and I'm like, nah. They said they're too busy and they're touring with Linkin Park at the moment in Japan.
Oh, so another group I love. Yeah, boy, so, wow. What a show that would be. I hope they can bring Linkin Park with them. That'll be good.
Well, yeah. Well, the shows are in smaller venues, so maybe not, but
Well, much to talk about today because we are dedicating the next 60 minutes to 1OK Rock. Can you tell us, Charlotte, a little bit of the songs that we're going to be hearing today?
Okay, so the songs that we've got, that's kind of a mix of them, starting from some of their very early stuff, so from their first album up until their latest Ambitions album, which they're touring for. I feel with this, you can kind of, with this plethora of songs, I don't know if words today.
Vast selection.
There we go. You can kind of get the music evolution. They're not in necessarily that order, but you can kind of get where they started, okay, with their like alternative roots, and now they're kind of getting, now that they've been signed to Fueled by Ramen, you can get that kind of pop punk feel to their music, which is not a bad thing.
Yeah. Just a little bit different, going in a different direction.
Absolutely.
But isn't that, like, it doesn't matter which way you start. Like, if you're more poppy, then go more rock, and then go more poppy. Like, your followers want to see you experimenting with things and doing things in a different way, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's not too different to what they've started with, but it is definitely a lot less harsh, I guess you can kind of say, which is good in a way, because you can kind of see that they're changing their music and they're making the effort to come into the mainstream, which for me is very exciting.
Ooh, all right. Wider appeal, hopefully. But let's get into the first song of the show today, which is...
It's called Kanzen Kankaku Juma, which was one of their first ones off their third album, I believe, which is the first song I actually heard back way back when I was a little 13-year-old. So
wow. Just goes to show you how long they've been around.
Oh, yeah. They've been around since... So they started in high school, their high school.
Wow.
So
all right. More about 1OK Not Rock coming up after this. You are on Asian Pop Radio, Asian Wide Hits 24/7. Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Jay John teaming up with Charlotte today, filling in for Jeanette. We are celebrating 1OK Rock coming to Australia. Ooh. Three show right across the country. So exciting. Boy, we're hoping that more announcements are made with further shows because those tickets sold out quickly.
Yeah, so the Melbourne and Sydney sold out in 45 minutes and wow. The Brisbane one sold out by 7 p.m. that day. So a lot of people missed out and they were a little bit salty, you could see in the comments.
Venue side. So in Melbourne at the Corner Hotel?
Yeah, the Corner Hotel, yeah. In Richmond, which from the website says it fits about 750, yeah. So not very big at all.
I've done some pretty amazing shows there over the years, Charlotte. I've had the luxury of seeing Venga Boys. I think Aqua was there at one point. So you talk about going pop. Jay John's been there.
Yeah.
But it's a great venue. And, you know, so many amazing artists have been there over the years. So adding 1OK Rock to the lineup of, you know, groups that have been there, it's a pretty special thing.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been there myself, so it's kind of awesome to go see it in a different venue like that. So hopefully. Yeah.
And I think, because you were saying earlier on that they are doing smaller scale shows.
Mm.
And I think that's amazing because, like, people overseas were probably, you know, and in Japan, like, they're doing dome tours and everything, right?
Yeah, so they're massive.
You can't even see them on stage, probably. Like, here, you're going to be right up there, right in front of them.
Intimate.
They're probably going to knock your beer.
Hopefully. I mean, like, I'm kind of all about that, those smaller shows, especially when it comes to this kind of genre of music. So it will be intimate, it will be sweaty and disgusting, but it'll be totally worth it. You'll come out the next
day. And that's
day.
Just going to be us.
Yeah, well.
All right, more coming up. We're going to go to a track Deeper Deeper very soon. For now, here is the news headlines. Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. You can download our app free via the App Store. You can follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio. I'm just throwing things at everyone right
course.
Now.
Always
you can,
plug.
You can, you know, subscribe to our podcast. That's a great way of listening to us. Do that on iTunes. Search for Asian Pop Radio. Remember to...
What's
review?
Woo,
yay!
I have no idea.
Share us with your friends. We're sharing one of our friends with you right now. Despite the trash talk that she does and putting down everyone that lives in Melbourne, it's Siobhan from Sydney.
Woo! Yay! SS from S.
Wow! You know, deep down, Siobhan, we know that you're better than us. We know that you live in Sydney. We know that you're a little bit higher up the food chain than us. We're just playing along. We're just longing for that. You know, you would know this because you live in Sydney and you're in the better of the two cities, you know. But, you know, every 3 or 6 months we have an article in our local newspaper saying this is just a bit of a reminder, a bit of an update that in 20 years time from now, we will be bigger than Sydney and they will bow to us.
And our roads will be straight lines.
In 20 years time, that's quite a time away.
Yeah. Now listen.
Till then, I am your superior. Yes.
This is true. Clearly people don't agree with that. Well, we are here to talk about 1OK Rock. You are representing Sydney's 1OK Rock fans tonight. And, how are you feeling about this? How are you feeling about this, Siobhan? Are you excited about the news?
I'm so excited, but also upset.
Whoa.
Not excited.
Whoa, why
happy.
Are you upset? Why are you upset?
Okay, well, first time that 1OK Rock performed in Australia was at Soundwave in 2014, right?
Right. I'm following.
Yes, they were like the opening act kind of thing, and it was before any of the main acts per se had gone. So there was only apparently like 100 people there that they performed to and whatnot.
How many?
It was quite small, so it was only like
they're on the small
at most
stage.
A couple hundred.
That's not good.
But
they deserve a bigger crowd
really
than that.
I really wished I could have gone, but I was in Korea, right?
Right.
I was studying abroad for the year.
Yes, you
this
were.
This year, they're coming early October, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be in Cambodia from the 2nd to the 13th, 14th, no, 15th?
Rip.
2nd to the something like the 14th or 15th.
Right,
or
so
something.
Basically you're missing out again.
Yes, the two times that 1OK Rock come to Australia and I am not in the country.
So you're starting to feel like you're destined not to see 1OK Rock?
Yes, very much yes.
You know, they might announce a date for Phnom Penh.
Maybe.
They might.
Unlikely.
Yeah, world domination, all part of the plan.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah.
Now, Siobhan.
The suckish thing is they released their album about a week before I went to Japan in 2015 as well. So I was like, at least I got to buy the album pretty fresh.
I feel your pain, Siobhan. I feel your pain. Look, obviously they're coming for three shows. Charlotte, Friday, October 6th in Brisbane at the Trifford? Triford?
No idea.
Look,
I don't
if
know
you're listening from Brisbane, let us know. Saturday, 7th of October.
Is it Trivoli or something?
No, I'm pretty sure it's Trifford. But they'll say, have it, you know, the Melbourne accent's a little bit different to the Brisbane accent.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm probably saying it wrong. Saturday, 7th of October, Manning Bar in Sydney. Sunday, 8th of October, Corner Hotel in Melbourne. Look, have you been to the Manning Bar before in Sydney, Siobhan?
Jace told me to say yes, so yes.
And it's a great venue, isn't it?
Amazing. Yeah. Any venue that ends with bar is an amazing.
Well, just because like we were saying earlier on, Charlotte and I were saying earlier on that it just means you're going to be up close and personal to the band.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I'm going to quiz you guys because
And who doesn't want a piece of Tarka?
Oh, no one else.
Or any of the other 1OK Rock members.
Well, we're going to get to this. This is what I'm going to ask you because, look, I hear 1OK Rock playing on Asian Pop Radio a lot. I know I'm a little bit out of the loop because hashtag I get it, I'm old. Right. I'm going to ask you guys to jump in and give me your answer to each of these questions. Are you ready?
Oh, no, the pressure. Yeah, sure.
No.
Okay. Question one. Who is the most hardcore of the group?
I would say Ryota.
Siobhan.
I don't know. To be honest, I just listened to their I love their 35 album, their XXV album.
All right, question two. Who is the sexiest of the group?
Taka, hands down.
Siobhan.
Yeah. I would actually have to agree.
Yeah.
All right. Question three. Who brings the most muscle to the group?
Oh, none of them really. They're all so...
I don't think they'll like this if they hear it.
From picture, it looks like Ryota.
I would say Tomoya, just because he's the drummer. He's got, like, those arms, and especially when he's playing on the show, they look nice.
I was going to ask a question, but, you know, it's more in K-pop terms. So I don't know the way to translate this. If it was a K-pop group, I would say, who is the mukne of the group? How would you say that in J-Rock?
Well, there wouldn't
Who's
be
the baby?
Any.
Who's because the baby?
I'm pretty sure they're all born, I think, within a year of each other because they went to high school with each other, but I think it is Tomoya.
Right.
Who's
okay.
the youngest. He's got the baby
So, funnily enough, I have their ages in front of me.
Oh, wow.
The eldest.
You're more prepared
than
I thought you were.
The eldest is Tomoya. The youngest is Ryota.
Okay. That's surprising. Wow.
So, Ryota is 89. The others are 88. And Tomoya's 87.
Looking great for 88 years old. All right. Next question. Who would you bring home to your mama?
Takahiro.
Wow. You've got a thing for Taka.
I do. I'm sorry. His tattoos just... I'm a sucker.
Siobhan?
Well, considering he's the only one I semi-know, I have to go with him as well.
All right. Next question. Who of the 1OK rock boys would you trust with your life?
I would say Toru. He looks like the kind of guy that, you know, you can tell your deepest, darkest secret to and
wow.
he'll protect it with his
You've
life.
Read into this.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Siobhan?
I don't know any of their personality.
Just say Toru.
All right, final question.
All of them.
Final
all of them,
question.
Who doesn't want hot, sexy J-Rocker boy?
All right, final question for both of you. If you could take one of the boys with you out for a night on the town, who would it be and where would you go with them? Siobhan, you can start.
None of them because I hate going out on the town and I'm forever stuck in my house.
Wow. House bound. That made for great radio. Yeah. Charlotte.
Is it just one?
Well, you can have two if you want, but can you handle them?
I would take all of them, but on the Instagram, there's been lots of photos of their partying and Ryota looks like he has the most fun.
Right.
So I would probably take him.
All right, so we've got a thing or two to learn from him.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, Siobhan, tough titties that you're going to Cambodia. Deal with it. Hopefully they announce another show, but I think you'll miss that as well.
Probably.
Siobhan,
well, I have nine days between arriving back from Cambodia and going off to South Korea. Nine days.
Well, you know what I'm going to say?
I can just make it for one of those.
On your bike, Siobhan, on your bike.
Yep.
I'll bike ride from Cambodia to Australia if it means I can see Wanaka Rock.
Wow, good luck doing that. Can you give us a quick update on how to chopsticks and BS?
Well, this week we're having a massive 100 subscriber giveaway, so go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/howtochopstick. There'll be BTS albums, Astro albums, 17 posters, like the group 17, posters of other groups, makeup, everything, literally.
Yeah, baby!
So,
good
go
stuff.
To How to Chopstick.
Gonna be one heck of a party there, Siobhan.
It is.
All right, let's do another plug for the ticket sales. Actually, we haven't said it yet. On sale. They're already on sale because they're sold out. We can't do ticket sales.
No.
Yeah. But do keep an eye on tickets.destroyalllines.com because there might be more announcements there.
Yeah. So they've actually been posting a lot because everyone's in a frenzy and, you know, scalpers, how they are. And they're like, just wait. We're going to try and organize something. So I have faith that they'll try.
All right. More details on that very soon. Siobhan, thanks for your time.
That's okay. Thanks for having my time.
Now, Charlotte, well, so confusing. Charlotte, Siobhan, what's going on?
Our names are nothing alike.
Yeah,
it's true. Actually, Jeanette and Jay John are closer.
I'm way funnier and prettier.
Oh!
The shade. Wow.
My God.
All right. I live in Sydney. Ha!
Yeah, but you know what the funny thing is?
What?
Nothing can help you when I do this. She's gone. do you want to announce the next song, Charlotte?
Absolutely. So our next song is The Way Back.
Here it is. Okay, One Rock. Okay, One. Okay, Rock. Not necessarily that order. Asian Pop. I'm just excited. Asian Pop Radio. Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Diversity's our thing. We're not just about K-pop. We're about J-rock. We're about J-pop. We're about Indo-pop, V-pop.
Absolutely.
We just love it all. If you're an Asian artist and you play some good stuff, we would like to hear it. Yeah. And if you know anyone, if you think there's someone out there that you think Australian audiences need to hear about or worldwide audiences, really. I mean, on our podcast, we talk all about it and that's accessible worldwide. Please let us know because we'd love to hear about it. Yeah. There's so many amazing things out there. I tell you what, in the last like month or so, I've just been loving V-pop. I've just gone into like this V-pop phase where I feel like I'm living in Ho Chi Minh City. Like I'm just like immersing myself in V-pop.
That's amazing. I'd love to go to Ho Chi Minh City.
It is a good place. I do think Hanoi is one step above that. I love Hanoi. I just fantasize about, you know, in August, I'm coming up to my 10 years long service at my day job.
Yeah.
And I just fantasize about leaving and then going to live in Hanoi for a while. And I kind of have been thinking more and more about it, like
do
as
it.
The days go by.
Just do it.
Thinking that I would love to just live there for 6 months. That would be great.
Do it. You know you want to.
I will. I'll do it now. I confirm that. No more Asian Pop Radio. Hey, what song did we just hear?
So we just heard The Way Back, which is off their 3XXX5 album. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it looks cool. So
good. now, I want to know a little bit more about the people that are bringing OK Rock out.
There we go.
Yep. Tell us a little bit about them. So they seem reputable, right? Because they brought quite a few artists to Melbourne, to Australia.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I ask because over the years, like, and in more recent years, we've been quite lucky with Asian musicians, Asian groups coming out here. But in the early days, and you'll remember this just as much as I did, we had some rocky ground. Like, there were some groups that, you know, were promised that they were coming out. There was going to be charity events. There was going to be all sorts of, like, showcases. And these things would sadly not eventuate. And then those companies just ran away and we didn't get to know about them again.
Literally ran away with money.
And so, yeah. And so, you know, Australians have always been a little bit... let's just wait until the ticket sales come and let's just wait until we see them in the flesh before we know they're coming. But these guys seem to be legit.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've never heard of them before, but my sister has. So she's all about the alternative rock scene.
Yeah.
So these guys are called Destroy All Lines and they've brought artists down over the years. They've also, at the moment, they're organizing tours with bands like AFI. What else? All Time Low is coming down.
Yeah, they're a big name.
Which, funnily enough, Alex is featured on the Ambitions Sun's album. Always plugging that album. And they're also bringing down With Confidence, which is an Australian band. So they organise with both international and close.
So they're not bringing down, but bringing over or bringing up or across. Or...
Yeah, well, they're from Sydney, so they're coming down to Melbourne.
They're coming down, yeah. Okay, so destroyourallines.com is where you can find out more about the company. But we've been chatting to them quite a bit.
Yeah.
You've been going back and forth, trying to make things happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they've promised to keep us in the loop.
Yes, they have, which is great.
And we admit that we're recording this on Friday night with the magic of radio and playing it on Monday. If there's going to be an announcement for that, sorry if we missed the boat. But we have, we are really hopeful that there are going to be further ticket releases, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Especially, there's a lot of people that have missed out, and I'm not going to lie, they have been really angry and displaying online. But the company itself has actually been really, really good about it. They're going, hey guys, make sure that you're not buying off third party. They're trying to make sure everyone's not ripped off, and they're going that further extra mile.
So they sound like they're doing what they can to try and find a way to get more fans in there for the right price and not, you know, having to put up with the other alternative, which is never a good thing.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So hopefully...
Don't panic. Don't react just yet.
Don't buy tickets. Just wait until they've made an announcement.
Yeah.
Then afterwards.
I would feel horrible if I went and bought tickets from a third party and spent like 3 or 4 times as much and then the day after find out.
Yeah.
Do you know what that would be like? That, I don't know, Charlotte. That would be like buying a VIP ticket to the K-pop music fest for $300 and then finding out that your media pass gets you there on the side of the stage, you know? Yeah. That would be like buying tickets to Big Bang and then finding out you get a media pass. You know where I'm going with this?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not fun. It's not fun. But anyway, I can sympathize.
Yeah, so I would just recommend everyone to just wait. Just chill. It's all good.
Yeah, yeah. And how quickly did you buy your ticket?
I mean, I was on there at like 8:50. I was on there at 8:58. So I was there and I was lucky to get one.
Nah,
so.
It's all right. Yeah. Nah, well, you did the right thing. But yeah, let's just play the waiting game and hope for the best.
Yeah.
It'll be well worth the wait, I think. And look, if it's a successful tour this time around, surely we'll see them again next time.
I would say without
You'd
a doubt.
Guarantee it, wouldn't you?
100%.
Just like Big Bang 2 years ago. G-Dragon's back this August. It's going to happen.
It's actually really exciting.
Yeah, I'm making wild promises and like these guys are going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe you said it. All right. We've got a couple more songs coming up throughout the hour. Who else are we going to... What other songs are we going to hear before the end of the show?
So we're going to hear a wide range of their songs. So we've got Mr. Gendai Speaker, which is from one of their older albums. Living Dolls, Take What You Want, featuring Five Sauce. Now...
Yeah.
My sister's obsessed with Five Sauce, so as soon as she heard they were on the album, she actually listened to the full Ambitions album, and she didn't mind it, which for me was like, oh, you're listening to J-Rock? What's this?
So, rope them in.
Yeah, that's absolutely, start with one.
All right, what are we going to hear now, though?
So the next song is Mighty Long Fall. Now, this is my favorite song off that 3XXX5 album. It was actually used as a title track for the Ryorin Kenshin live action movie, I think about 2 years ago.
Cool.
Which was a great movie, side note. But yeah.
Excellent. Here it is on Asian Pop Radio, Asia Wide Hits 24/7. Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. That was Mighty Long Fall by 1OK Rock. See, I'm learning.
Yeah, there you go.
Follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio. Like us on Facebook, fb.com/Asian Pop Radio. Do make sure you follow us on social media because if we announce what's happening, you don't want to be left behind.
You want to be first on that ball.
If there's
ready
another
to
concert,
roll.
If there's a ticket release, if we've got tickets to give away, that's where we will be sharing it. But especially on our podcast and our show. So make sure you download our app. It's free via the App Store on iOS and Android. And of course, follow us on our podcast feed. Search for Asian Pop Radio. Remember to rate and review. Wow, boy, we're making some progress in the show today. 60 minutes of 1OK Rock.
Yes.
So what's your favourite song? Can you pinpoint to a particular song?
No, not really. There's just... So once one album comes out, because it's kind of... Each album's got their sort of flavour to it. So yep. I'm into one song one week and then I'm into another song another week. So it's just... At the moment, I'm actually listening to a lot Jibun Rock, which is off the same album as Ken's and Kankaku Dreamer.
Mm.
So that's kind of in my head at the moment, but it changes. It's like Big Bang. Like, you can't just have one song.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I can sympathize because you mentioned Big Bang. So I'm on track. I get it. I don't know where I'm going with that.
We were actually quite good friends. Sangri's actually really good friends with Taka, so.
Really?
Mm.
Wow, so they must get up to some mischief, huh?
Hopefully they do.
Oh, dear. All right, what song are we going to hear now?
So the next one is Mr. Gendai Speaker, which is a great track.
Yeah, why so?
It's the song, it starts off quite slow, and then it goes into this sort of screamo chorus, and it's just, it just fills your soul with happiness. Yeah. I mean, that's what it does for me.
All right, here it is, Asian Pop Radio. Diversity is our thing, Asian Pop Radio, where we play music from right across Asia, right across the genres. I mean, you know, we support Asian musicians of all backgrounds. So if you like some V-pop, you like some pop from Indonesia, even Mongolia sometimes, this is the place to be. And you can listen to it via our app, free via the App Store or on podcasts. iTunes, search for Asian Pop Radio. That song, Charlotte, was?
That was Living Dolls.
Nice. Tell us about Living Dolls. I mean, we just heard it, but tell us a little bit about it.
Well, again, it's another one of their older songs, so it's off their third album, which I think is called Niche Syndrome.
Right.
Pretty sure. Just coming from memory. If I am, please don't kill me. and that another one is, it starts quite slow, and then it has that kind of nice vibe to it that you can just sit there, and I study with it and all that kind of thing. You can drive to
you
it.
You study to J-Rock.
I studied everything.
You know, there are people out there that would only listen to, like, classical music or, like, smooth FM in the background. But you're like,
well, not all of them are like that. It's either that or I listen to like EDM. So it's one or the other.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Depending on what you're studying.
Yeah. Well,
does that sort of vary? Like,
well, when I'm studying Japanese, it's helpful to listen to Japanese.
Well, that
when you're
makes
studying.
Sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Look, we're still excited about the announcement that 1OK Rock are coming to Australia. 3 concerts. We are hoping we get more details on the concert soon. Look, maybe a giveaway. Maybe the organizers can come in to have a chat about the event themselves. Because that's something we do a little bit differently on Asian Pop Radio. Not a lot of radio stations actually get organizers into the station to have a chat about shows. But we feel that like you get a bit of a different view on things because like I like the behind the scenes stuff.
Absolutely. I mean, I feel if that way the promoters, they can come in, they can say what they need to say, and you're not hearing rumors all around. They can just say it straight down the line, then there's no huffuffle around, if that's a word.
All right. No more huffuffle. We're going to get to the last song of the show tonight. We're going to play some What You Want, and you were mentioning earlier on that this is the one that features Australia's own 5 Seconds of Summer.
Yeah, so they're actually quite close. They're actually really good friends. So they toured on, 1OK Rock toured on the 5 Sauce. I think it's Rock Out With Your Socks Out tour.
Okay, yep.
And I think on their second tour as well, which I've seen both shows. So.
Wow. Your locals just wouldn't know the impact that 5 Sauce have had over the globe in so many different ways.
In Japan. Yeah. It's crazy.
Here they are, Asian Pop Radio. Asia White Hits 24/7, Asian Pop Radio. Jay John here today with Charlotte, and that concludes our 1OK Rock special event.
No.
Coming to an end. Let's just do it for the rest of the week.
Let's have our own radiothon.
Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in today.
No problem.
You've just been driving this. This is like you're like the project manager of 1OK Rock for Asian Pop Radio.
Yes, I am. I'm happy to take that title.
Really appreciate it. Please keep us posted. Keep working hard to talk to these people to find out more details of the show. Because, boy, it's going to be a lot of fun to go to the Corner Hotel here in Melbourne and check them out. Obviously, if you're interstate, the 2 other shows, Charlotte, are...
So, we've got the Triffid, which is in Brisbane, which is an all-ages event. I'm sorry if I pronounced that wrong. And then you've got the Manning... Triffid? And then you've got the Manning Bar in Sydney. And unfortunately, that one's an 18+. So...
Right. So, try and come 18 before you get there.
Get a fake ID.
No, we didn't say that.
No.
Keep our tabs on what's happening on the event by going to our Facebook page, fe.com/AsianPopRadio. Follow us on Twitter at AsianPopRadio. No doubt, Charlotte, as one of our news writers, you will be making sure that every little bit of information that needs to be shared in our news updates will be happening there.
It will be on there, it will be on like Donkey Kong. There we go.
And do make sure you check out destroyalllines.com because the tour, company bringing them down here will obviously have information to share too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they'll obviously be bringing out some amazing artists, not just 1OK Rock, but others.
Yeah, I've heard Dragon Force is coming down, which is cool.
Ooh! Actually, didn't they write to us to see if we want to chat to them?
Yeah, yes. I mean, that would be cool.
We better make that happen.
Hopefully.
All right, we're going to go out with another track to finish off the show. Top 10's coming up very, very soon with our music director, Trav. Thanks to everyone that took part in the show today. Thanks to Robert for helping. Thanks to Jeanette for not coming in. We had a great show.
Wow.
Oh, she's gonna kill me when she comes back in tomorrow.
Jeanette.
All right, Asian White Hits 24/7. See you later, Charlotte.
Bye.